The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to another of our series and program Path to Success. Alhamdulillah, we bring many various different topics, and today, Alhamdulillah, we have a very beautiful and relevant topic. Today's topic is the blessings of Rajab. And today, inshallah, we are going to hear Madani pearls about the importance of this month, of how a Muslim should spend this month of Rajab al-Murajab. What actions should we be performing specifically in this month, and how we are to prepare for the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Just like the views of Madani channel, whenever we have a special event or occasion in our life, we make preparations months in advance, at times years in advance. Now, why is it not the case for the Muslims that when it comes to the sacred month of Ramadan, Muslims are not preparing for this special occasion? So Alhamdulillah, in this beautiful environment of Dawat-e-Islami, we are giving ourselves and the viewers the mindset to make preparations for the month of Ramadan. And what does this mean? This does not mean stock our fridges and our wardrobes with food, but rather our mindset, rather our attitude towards worship and the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Alhamdulillah, we have our panel here today, and we will take their Madani pearls. We have Waseem bhai, we have Shahid bhai, and we have Hafiz Adil. And I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us all the ability to take their Madani pearls inshallah and act upon them accordingly. I'd like to start by mentioning a virtue of reciting Durood-e-Paak. Peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this has been reported by the fourth Khalifa of Islam, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Ali radiyallahu anhu has said, supplication, meaning dua, of every person is veiled until he recites salat upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his blessed family. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, we have a remedy and we have a way now for our du'as to be accepted. Is that before we even make the supplication, we should send salat, prayer of blessings and peace upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and upon his honorable and blessed pure family. Now inshallah we'll move towards our first part of our program, which is the Naat and the Kalam, and I will request Hafiz Adil inshallah to enlighten our hearts.
रोक लेती है आपकी निस्बत रोक लेती है आपकी निस्बत तीर जितने भी हम पे चलते हैं रोक लेती है आपकी तीर जितने भी हम पे चलते हैं ये करम है हुजूर का हम पर आने वाले अजाब टलते हैं ये करम टलते हैं वो ही भरते آپ کی وہ سمجھتے ہیں بولیاں سب کی وہ ہی بھرتے ہیں جھولیاں سب کی وہ سمجھتے ہیں بولیاں سب کی آؤ بازار مصطفیٰ کو چلے آؤ بازار مصطفیٰ کو چلے غم خوشی میں وہیں پہ ڈھلتے ہیں آؤ بازار مصطفیٰ کو چلے غم خوشی میں وہیں پہ ڈھلتے ہیں آؤ بازار مصطفیٰ کو چلے غم خوشی میں وہیں پہ ڈھلتے ہیں اپنی اوقات صرف اتنی ہے کچھ نہیں بات صرف اتنی ہے اپنی اوقات صرف اتنی ہے کچھ نہیں بات صرف اتنی ہے کل بھی ٹکڑوں پہ ان کے پلتے تھے اب بھی ٹکڑوں پہ ان کے پلتے ہیں کل بھی ٹکڑوں پہ ان کے پلتے تھے اب بھی ٹکڑوں پہ ان کے پلتے اب ہمیں کیا کوئی گرائے گا ہر سہارا گلے لگائے گا اب ہمیں کیا کوئی سہارا گلے لگائے گا ہم نے خود کو گرا دیا ہے وہاں ہم نے خود کو گرا دیا ہے وہاں گرنے والے جہاں سنبھلتے ہیں ہم نے خود کو گرا دیا ہے وہاں گرنے والے جہاں سنبھلتے گئے گھر وہی ہم کنار ہوتے ہیں ذکر سرکار کے حوالوں سے جن گھروں میں چراغ جلتے ہیں ذکر سرکار کے حوالوں سے جن گھروں میں چراغ جلتے ہیں دل کی حسرت طرح مجھ کو بلوائے میرے مرشد یہ مجھ سے فرمائے او تیبا نگر کو چلتے ہیں میرے مرشد یہ مجھ سے فرمائے آؤ تیبا نگر کو چلتے ہیں ذکر سرکار کے اجا رفعت خالد ذکر سرکار کے اجالوں کی بے نہایت ہے رفعت خالد یہ اجالے کبھی نہ سمٹیں گے اجالے کبھی نہ سمٹیں گے یہ وہ سورج نہیں جو ڈھلتے ہیں یہ اجالے کبھی نہ سمٹیں گے وہ سورج نہیں جو ڈھلتے ہیں روک لیتی ہے آپ کی نسبت تیر جتنے بھی ہم پہ چلتے ہیں یہ کرم ہے آنے والے عذاب ٹلتے
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ بفور موونگ آن ٹو اور مبلغین جسٹ ایز این انٹروڈکشن اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی ہیز گیون اس 12 منتھس ود ان دی اسلامک ایئر اینڈ دی اسلامک کیلنڈر دی لون کیلنڈر دے آر 12 منتھس And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions their purpose within the Holy Quran. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also tells us regarding that from the 12, there are 4 months which are sacred. There are 4 months which have been given a special status of sanctity and holiness. And among them 4 is the month of Rajab al-Murajab. So this is a very holy month, it's a sacred month. And inshallah today we're going to hear from the Muballighin regarding this holy month and how we should spend our time and what are the harms of just not taking this into consideration and what are the virtues. And this is what it is, my dear respectable viewers of Madani Channel, that a person who is respectful, who keeps in mind the honor and respect and reverence of the months of Allah, of the holy months especially, of the holy days, of the pious people of Allah, he doesn't speak bad about any one of the pious people of Allah. These people who are the ones who attain salvation, they are the ones whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is showering upon. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us and keeps us amongst those who are respectful. Let us inshallah begin with our first mubaligh, Waseem bhai inshallah. Waseem bhai, how would you like to begin this topic of the blessings of Rajab?
And one thing that I just like to quickly start with before we come on to the topic is that when we hear about the beautiful month of Rajab starting, this enlightens us more, alhamdulillah. The reason behind this is because this gives us the sign that Ramadan is around the corner, alhamdulillah. Within a number of days, inshallah, the month of Shaban will be with us And then, inshallah, the beautiful month of Ramadan. That month, alhamdulillah, we have a masajid are full. You know, you can't explain the beautiful meaning of the month of Ramadan. But this beautiful month of Rajab has begun. It's known as the month of Allah Azza wa Jal. And this particular month, there are so many blessings of this month of Rajab, which we will be discussing here today on today's program. But one thing that I'd just like to start with the, today's topic, Bilal Shabib Bhai, that we as Muslims, we discuss this beautiful month of Rajab. But even before the pre-Islamic age of ignorance, this beautiful month of Rajab used to be respected then. It's mentioned that the people, they would not make dua usually against the oppression committed against them. But when the month of Rajab would begin, they would make dua and the duas would also be accepted. So this is also a sign as well, alhamdulillah, that this beautiful month of Rajab has started. We know what used to happen first, but especially this month of Rajab has begun. This is also a sign that our du'as, inshallah, azawajal, they will also be accepted as well, inshallah, azawajal. But this month of Rajab, Bilal Shabib Bhai, one thing that I'd like to also just mention here, that all the months are sacred. Because, alhamdulillah, with the levels of the awliya kiram, alhamdulillah, every month has a nisbat somewhere, alhamdulillah. There are 4 months which hugely have the blessings from Allah, azawajal. And this month mentioned that regarding this month of Rajab, one important thing that, the message that I'd like to start with as well, that this month of Rajab is mentioned that you perform any good deeds, alhamdulillah, azawajal, the sawab is multiplied by many times. This is something to encourage us that we need to try to increase our good deeds. But on the other hand, Bilal Bhai, where good deeds, the reward is multiplied by many times. It's mentioned that any sins that are committed in these particular months, the sin is also multiplied by many, many times. So this is a message for all of us to begin with, that this month has begun. It's a month to worship Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a month to get closest to Allah Azza wa Jal. It's a month to prepare ourselves for the coming month of Shaban and the beautiful month of Ramadan. But unfortunately, even in this month, many people are committing sins. Alhamdulillah, we have just heard that one good deed, you commit just a few good deeds, the reward of these are multiplied by many times. But on the other hand, small sins, these are also multiplied by many, many times. So especially in these beautiful months that we are bestowed with, we should try to increase our good deeds, stay away from sins. It's mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah Azza wa Jal has given a special status to 4 months, one of them is the month of Rajab, from the 12. He has granted greatness to the sacredness, and committing a sin in them is considered as a major sin. Allah. So this is something that should also warn us that where we are today, going to be speaking about this month of Rajab and encouraging ourselves to perform good deeds, we need to also stay away from sins, especially in these particular months.
MashaAllah. Waseem, by a very beautiful point that you've introduced us and this topic with, MashaAllah, is that this month is a holy month. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, the views of Madani Shadal, Allah has mentioned in Surah Tawbah in the 10th juz, the 10th part of the Holy Quran, verse 36. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna iddata shuhuri inda Allah isna ashara shahran fi kitabillah. Yawma khalaqas samawati wal arda minha arba'atun hurum. Thalika ad-dinul qayyim. Fala tazlimu fihinna anfusakum. Allahu Akbar. The translation from Kanzul Iman, indeed, the number of months according to Allah is 12 in the book of Allah. From when He Azza wa Jal created the heavens and the earth, of which 4 are sacred. This is the upright religion. Do not therefore wrong yourselves by committing sins in these months. Allahu Akbar. And then Sayyidina Qatada, that's the famous Tabi'i Buzurg, the saint of Allah, Rahimahullah, has said, that the reward of a good deed increases in the sacred month. So there are 4 sacred months. What are they? Do you visit Madri channel? Zulqa'dah al-Haram, Zulhijjah al-Haram, Muharram al-Haram, and Rajab al-Murajab. These are the 4 sacred months who have been given this importance in the Holy Quran by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we all know, we can easily memorize these 4, that the first 3 which I highlighted, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, and Muharram, they come after one another consecutively. So the 11th month, the 12th month, and the first month of the Islamic calendar all come together. And then the month which is separated from them is the month of Rajab al-Murajab. So we are currently going through that month, which has been already given to us and told to us that this is a sacred month. Now what did Allah also say in this verse? فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Do not therefore wrong yourselves in these months. And what does it mean by wrong yourselves? It means committing sins. That when a person sins, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are wronging ourselves, we are oppressing ourselves, because that burden of that sin, we will be held accountable regarding that action that we have committed. So we have to be very, very careful. And then they further mention, Sayyidina Qatada rahmatullahi alayhi says that oppression and sin are generally bad and evil anyway, but they are more severe in the sacred months. And this example is very, very simple. If somebody was to tell you that this particular item is very, very important, this particular individual is very, very important, do not wrong him, do not say anything bad in front of him. A person naturally knows that, okay, we need to respect this person. Whether he be a person of a worldly status, a religious leader or a leader, or if he be maybe a family member, a person of high status, like our teachers, we are taught to respect them. We're not taught to speak wrongly about them or to them. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, if somebody gives us an importance, that this thing is particularly important, we understand its importance. We respect that and we honor that. But now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no one in creation is telling us, Allah himself has declared the month of Rajab to be sacred. So do not sin in this month, do not wrong yourself in this month. And my dear viewers of Madani Channel, a person who acts upon this command, he finds the sweetness of worship. He finds that his du'as are being accepted. And there are many different accounts of people of the past that in the month of Rajab al-Murajab, they made du'a and their du'a was accepted. This month is a month where du'as are accepted. This month, as Wasim Bhai mentioned, is the month of Allah. Because our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rajabun shahrullah wa sha'banu shahri. وَرَمَضَانُ شَهْرُ أُمَّتِي The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Musnad al-Firdaus that Rajab is the month of Allah. Sha'ban is my month and Ramadan is the month of my ummah. So subhanallah, we come to know from this blessed account and this verse that the month of Rajab has been given a special nisbat to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us spend our time wisely in this sacred month of Rajab al-Murajab. Try to recite the Quran in abundance. Try to recite istighfar, astaghfirullah al-azim wa atubu ilayh. And the great ulama of the past have mentioned many different points. The likes of Sayyidina Allama Ali Qari alayhi rahma. He mentions in one particular occasion that the awliya, he has heard from his respected teachers and scholars. The great Allama Ali Qari alayhi rahma says, Rahimahullah, that I have heard from my respectable scholars and teachers to recite istighfar in this month in abundance. So the month of Rajab, we should spend this time in seeking forgiveness and repenting in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One particular wording has been given, Astaghfirullah dhal jalali wal ikram. This particular istighfar has also been mentioned. So we, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, should try to also, in this month especially, seek forgiveness in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the month to change, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the month to rectify ourselves. And one of the best ways of rectifying yourself is by changing your company. That if you are in the company of people who do not have consideration about the religion, who don't even care that it's the month of Rajab, who are just going about their day-to-day life. So my dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's very important that we stay away from such people and we rather direct ourselves, spend our time in the company of those people who are reminding us to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our ultimate purpose is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we are not doing this in the sacred months, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are facing a huge loss within our life. Our time will pass by. Everybody's time passes by. Whether it's me, whether it's you, our time will all pass by equally. But really, the smart individual is the one who invests his time to benefit him in that hereafter, in the eternal abode. And this is the wisest person. This is the richest person. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to understand this, inshallah, and to act upon this accordingly. We'll now go to Shahid Bhai, inshallah. And I would like Shahid Bhai to further explain regarding the blessings of this month of Rajab al-Murajab.
MashaAllah, first of all, beloved, MashaAllah, you've explained the importance of Rajab in great detail. Beloved, today when we see something or hear something, we quickly put our hands up to testify against one another for things. But the month of Rajab, if anything bad is done, he'll say, I'm deaf, do not know anything about it. Look at the importance about this. And it gives us the starting point, beloved, many people, they come to month of Ramadan, they'll find difficult of getting adjusted to the fasting period. But this month, 2 months in advance, he starts giving us time to prepare for ourselves, prepare for Ramadan, so that we can fulfill the needs of the way Ramadan should be performed. Yeah. So we fulfill our actions, do our fasting according to the way it should be done, so that we are not lazy in doing good deeds. So this month is such a month that we should be doing everything that we can in order that we can be ready for Ramadan. Farmers, when they want to do plant anything at all, they put the seeds out, then they crop them, then they harvest them. This is that month where we start to plant the seeds.
Subhanallah.
We want to change ourselves. We want to get ready for Ramadan. This is the month that we need to start ourselves. Start changing ourselves on a daily basis. If we haven't already, let's start changing ourselves. Start fasting gradually this month. Do your 5 daily prayers if you're not doing your 5 daily prayers, so that when it comes to Ramadan, at least you are doing all 5 prayers. At least you are fasting throughout the month without any difficulty. Our pious scholars, they used to look forward to the month of Rajab. What they used to do is that they say that we just supplicate to Allah Almighty. One of the pious elders says that before becoming ill, before the month of Rajab and Rajab, he used to say that I supplicate to Allah Almighty to delay my death till the month of Rajab and Rajab, because I was informed that in the month of Rajab and Rajab, Allah Almighty frees people from hell. Thus, Allah Almighty allowed him to reach the blessed month of Rajab and Rajab, and then he passed away in this blessed month.
Allah.
Look at the thinking of our pious predecessors. How important they gave to this month.
Mashallah.
And look at us.
Allah.
To us, we don't even know the significance of these months. And how are we going to learn about these months? It's only that if we begin to read about each month and the importance of each month. We hear about the month of Ramadan, we hear about the month of Dhul-Hajj, we hear about the month of Muharram, we hear the month of Rabiul Awwal. But these are names which we hear. But what does each month contain?
Mashallah.
What is the significance of each month? And it is important that we learn about each month, and we can, inshallah, benefit in this world and the hereafter.
MashaAllah, Shahid. I mean, that's a very beautiful point, that this month, first and foremost, as you highlighted, is known as the death month. That really, even in the pre-Islamic era, meaning before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came with the message of Islam, that time period of approximately 500 to 600 years, where from Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was no prophet that came. So there was that huge, now you can say, gap of guidance. And in that time is known as the pre-Islamic era, or the era of ignorance, because such actions took place in culture at that time in society, which could only be labeled as being ignorant. The way women were treated, the way people were treated, children were treated, young daughters were treated, the way society as a whole had no moral compass. Islam came and gave people the ability to define what's right and what's wrong. So even, but the point I'm trying to mention is, even before Islam came, the non-Muslims would actually respect these holy months. The month of Rajab was actually very and highly respected. To such an extent, another reason why it's called, the month of Rajab is called Rajab, the views of Madani channel, is that because there was no sound of warfare, battling, the clashing of swords and of fighting and warfare. This did not take place in the holy month, in the month of Rajab as well. This is a month where even the non-Muslims, they protected themselves, and they understood the sanctity of this month, and they themselves did not even disobey or did not transgress in this month. Did not take out, if they had an argument, if they had a dispute with any type of tribe, they would withhold their own disagreement because of the holy month that's currently passing. And this is before Islam. The great Sheikh Ziauddin Abdul Aziz Dirini rahimahullah, he says that this was the case before Islam. So why is it the case that the Muslims, who have been given and told why this month is very important, it's the month of Allah, the month of repentance, the month of forgiveness, the month to turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Muslims who have been educated about this month, why is it that they do not control their tongues and abstain from disrespecting this month, desecrating this month? And he says, the great Sheikh says, that no doubt sometimes the tongue causes more harm more damage than a blatant sword, a naked sword and a sharp spear. These are the words of the great Sheikh. And Madhi Views of Madhini Channel, this really tells us how important this month is, that if even a non-Muslim is honoring this month before Islam came. Now, as Muslims, we understand its importance. We know its importance. We are, alhamdulillah, attaining education currently about this, about the importance of this month. So now, why is it that we do not take the correct precautions and protect ourselves from disobeying Allah in this month? My dear viewers, these are some words and the information to ponder over, inshallah. And I would like us all to really take some time out to try and understand these points. Because everybody, we go about our life. We wake up in the morning. We do our, you know, we have a kind of like a robotic way of living our life. And at times, there are many of us who we don't really have a purpose or goal in our mind. So this is a message for all of us, Madhi Views of Madhini Channel, that as Muslims, we have a purpose in this world. Our waking up has a purpose. Our going to sleep has a purpose. Our daily actions should have a purpose. And not just for the world, but rather alongside living through this life that we have been given, preparing for meeting our Creator, preparing for that moment and that time where we will be standing before our Creator. Then all of these luxuries that we may be surrounded by, the happiness, the joy of this world, will feel like we didn't even experience anything. Because the reality will hit us. That moment when our Creator will question us about why and what, how you spent this world, what you did in this world, why did you do this action, how have you committed this disobedience. When we are to be questioned on that day, my dear sorry, brothers and viewers of Madhini Channel, we need to prepare for that moment. We need to adopt the company of those people who have a likened mindset. So I pray, my dear Saint brothers, that we take these words, inshallah, into account. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the ability to understand this month, to do as much good deeds as possible as well. Remember, when we perform good deeds, this will benefit us. And our family members will also understand that this month is no ordinary month. And this is a way that we can improve our household, the way we speak to people, the way we treat people, especially in this month and this month onwards. Like we heard from Shahid Bhai just now, that passing away in this month is also something that the pious people of the past, they desired. If they were unwell months before Rajab, like Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Ukhra, they would supplicate, Ya Allah, please delay my death. If they were in the pangs of death, they were going through the illness during before their demise. They would supplicate, Ya Allah, please allow me to reach the month of Ramadan. And they would supplicate with this hope that Allah will accept their du'as. Nothing was ever certified. But this hope that this month of Rajab is a month of the mercy of Allah. The month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon us. So now we have received this month. We have good health. We have sound limbs. But still we choose to disobey Allah. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madhini Channel, we must ponder over our actions. These are just mere reminders for us. A time and a chance to really wake up from the distraction of the world and the delusion of the world that we are currently living in. This world is not the everything. We have to take time out to study our deen, my dear viewers of Madhini Channel, so that we can prepare for our meeting of our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now just going back to Wasim Bhai. Wasim Bhai, this month of Rajab, we've mentioned its importance. We've mentioned it's a holy month. We've mentioned that this month has been protected in Islam by its teachings, that this month is a month where you should not disrespect the month. Remember, disrespecting the month is obviously disobeying Allah in this month. So what more information can you give in pertaining to this particular blessed month?
One of the points that I'd just like to follow from what you mentioned earlier on, you know, increasing our good deeds. Asalme, the thing is that people don't know the importance of this. Why? Because on the Day of Judgment, that day, a person will find that the real importance of performing good deeds. For example, it's mentioned that on that Day of Judgment, the situation of people will be such that a father will come to his child, a mother will come to her child and say to him or her that, look, only one good deed. I looked after you. I brought you up. Just give me only one good deed today. You know, let's say an elderly mother asks her child, like, give me something. He'll do everything. He'll go out of his way to do something for his mother. And on the other hand, a mother, a child is asking his mother that, please give me this or do this for me. A mother will go out of her way to try to do that particular action. But it's mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, a mother will not be willing to give even one good deed to a child.
Allah.
A child will not be willing to give even one good deed to one of their parents. So that would be the situation. This is why we have been encouraged that, look, we have got time. Our heart is still beating. We are still alive. As many good deeds that you can perform, perform it now, because this will come back to us on the Day of Judgment. So it's very, very important that we understand this. And especially, Asma Bilal Shabibwa, the other thing that I'll mention here regarding performing good deeds. You know, when the season comes up over time, you know, there's opportunities to earn more money. Mm-hmm. You know, people are like, nah, I'm not going to spend time with you now. I can't spend and hang around with you. Why? It's my time of overtime. We can't go there now. Not during these few weeks. Why? It's my time of overtime. Yeah. I'm not comparing it. Without comparison in that aspect, if you look at the month of Rajab, Shaban, and then especially the month of Ramadan, these are those months where our good deeds have been multiplied as well. So it's an opportunity for us to increase our good deeds even further as well. And the other thing is that regarding the month of Rajab, the other thing that I wanted to mention is that in the whole year, there are five nights where du'as are not rejected. Allah. The first one is the first night of Rajab, which for this year has passed. But remember, those that are watching at this moment, including us as well, let's keep this in the back of our mind that inshallah, when the first night of Rajab comes next year, inshallah, we will spend it in worship. The second one is the 15th of Shaban, which will be next month, which is also known as Shab-e Barat. Number three is the night of Friday, which I will come back to. Number four, the night of Eid al-Fitr. And number five, the night of Eid al-Adha. Now, there's a couple of things that I'll mention here. Alhamdulillah, yes, someone might be thinking, oh, the first night of Rajab is gone. You know, this night is gone. But remember, Alhamdulillah, Shab-e Barat is coming. The night of the Eids are coming as well. But more importantly, one thing that I'll mention here is that we get this opportunity every single week. Because the night between Thursday and Friday, meaning the night of Jummah, whatever dua you will make is one of those nights where duas are not rejected, Alhamdulillah. So my humble request to all the viewers of Madani Channel is that, especially the back of your mind, remember this for next time, first night of Rajab, but especially the night of Jummah. This is where exactly, you know, people ask this question, Bilal Shabibai, that why do you organize your gatherings on Thursday night? You know, we've still got work a day next day. Do it on a Friday night. Do it on a Saturday night. The reason behind this is because, Alhamdulillah, it's a night of Jummah. One good deed is multiplied by 70 times, number one. And number two is that it's that night where du'as are rejected. And especially when you will get together, there'll be 60, 70, 100 people, 200 people gathered in the Ijtima of Dawat Islami. Inshallah, it's that night where du'as are rejected. So this is an opportunity for us to ask Allah as well. The other thing that I mentioned regarding the month of Rajab is it's an opportunity for us to ask Allah for forgiveness. Because in this month of Rajab, it's mentioned, Rajab is that month where Allah frees many people from the fire of Jahannam. This is that month also where we should be asking Allah to forgive our sins, to protect us from the fire, because like we've just heard, this is that month where Allah frees many, many people from the fire of Jahannam. So it's a humble request that whenever we make dua, the other problem that we have is that we don't make dua anymore. We're asking every other person that, you know, do this for me, do that for me. Allah says in the Quran, ask me and I will give. So it's a request here that this month of Rajab is come, make dua in abundance, but moreover, make dua for our forgiveness. Make dua that Allah frees us from the fire of Jahannam. Because like you just said, this is that month of Rajab where inshallah, Allah will free many, many people from the fire of Jahannam, inshallah.
MashaAllah. I think that's a very beautiful point that you mentioned, that alhamdulillah, every week we have the opportunity to attain that particular time where our du'as are accepted. And I would go a step further to even mention that we have this opportunity every single day. And one can mention many different points on this regard, but one of them is the time of tahajjud. The time of tahajjud is that particular time where, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is showering upon the believing people. At that particular time when the world is asleep, when many people are asleep, those people who fear Allah, those people who love Allah, they will stand before Allah at that time of tahajjud and they will supplicate in the court of Allah. Remember that the dua, the supplication that's made at the time of tahajjud, the similitude that's given is the way that an arrow will completely and always reach its target. That is the way the dua at the time of tahajjud is when it's being recited and when it's being performed in the court of Allah. So alhamdulillah, also after the fard prayers, after your five daily prayers, dua is accepted after the five daily prayers. So we have time, alhamdulillah, we have ample opportunity. But unfortunately, what happens, Divya Madani Channel? When we look at the things that we rush, They are the times where our time of acceptance of dua and when we want our situations to be resolved, that time we are rushing. For example, the time after the daily salah. After we offer namaz, it's a very large number of people that unfortunately they do not offer dua after the namaz. And especially when there is no sunnah coming after. Because normally, and what's better is that if there are sunnah coming after that particular fard namaz, then you are to quickly get up and read the sunnah. But for those salah which do not have any, for example, Salatul Fajr, Salatul Asr, at these particular times, Near Views of Madani Channel, we should spend some time sitting on our musalla, upon our prayer mat, and supplicating in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the time of tahajjud, it's a time when no one's disturbing you. Children are asleep, family members are asleep, and it's just you and your Creator. It's such a pure time, it's such a sincere time. And it's when the heart speaks, when nobody is around and your heart is speaking to Allah. So I pray that Allah gives us the ability to take advantage. This is every single day. And then in the month of Rajab, subhanallah, this is, you know, as they say, more greatness and more sweetness. So I pray that Allah gives us the ability to, inshallah, take advantage of these moments of our life. Because everyone's time will pass. Only those people will attain salvation and will be happy, will be those who spent their time wisely. I pray Allah give us the tawfiq to act upon Allah's mizad, inshallah.
One question I would like to, sorry, just cut you off there. You mentioned the time of the hajjat. Now, someone might be thinking, what is the time of the hajjat? So it's a humble request that you mention this, but on the other hand, one thing that I just mentioned before, you mentioned this as well, is that especially in the time of winter, now we're coming to the summer times very soon. You know the time between Isha and Fajr is very, very short, just a couple of hours. But at this moment in time, Bilal Bhai inshallah will mention what the time of the Hajjat is. But it's my humble request that especially during this winter timing, inshallah azza wa jal, every one of us should try to pray the Hajjat namaz. Why? Because Isha is approximately 6:30. Fajr is again 12, 13 hours later. So we have huge opportunity at this moment in time, an excellent opportunity that even if someone is to rest 7-8 hours, still there is a time for the Hajjat namaz. So just a humble request that if you can mention what is the timing of the Hajjat, what's the condition to pray the Hajjat, inshallah.
Jee, mashallah al-kareem. So the tahajjud salah is known as the night vigil prayer. It's an optional prayer. Upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this was fard. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would offer 6 obligatory prayers, and the 6th one was salatul tahajjud. So the tahajjud time is after you offer Isha and before the start time of Fajr. So after you have offered Isha namaz and then before the time of Fajr, and you need to have some rest in between. For example, after you've offered Isha, even if you rest for a single moment, even if you have slightly doze off and then you wake back up, your time of tahajjud now starts. So it's in between after Isha, before Fajr, and you must rest in between. You must doze off or you must go sleep and then wake up. Then the time of tahajjud starts. And for this, my dear viewers of Madani channel, optional prayers, you can offer as many as you can. Many ulama of the past would offer 12 rak'at, many 8. And you can just offer 2 rak'at, nawafil, nafil as well of tahajjud. And it's a beautiful habit to get into. Because this is a really personal time with you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you don't want anybody to disturb you, instead of spending our nights on our mobile phone, on our devices, and you know becoming really zombified with these devices, go sleep after Salatul Isha, have a good rest, and then wake up for Tahajjud Salah. And inshallah, you will find a different type of spirituality. And this is something which we are encouraging, inshallah al-Kareem. As this is the month of Rajab, performing good deeds and especially optional prayers as well. And inshallah, we will now, I'd like to go to Shahid Bhai, inshallah. Ji Shahid Bhai.
Love, just one point I'd like to mention is this. That when people go to Hajj or Umrah, they bring back Zamzam water. Now, so much blessing and respect in the Zamzam water we have. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabi, Alhamdulillah, states that whoever raises his hands in the morning and evening in the month of Rajab al-Mujab and makes supplication for forgiveness 70 times, the fire will not touch his body. What does the dua say? In translation, when it comes in Iman, it says, O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and accept my repentance. 70 times, Bilal Bhai.
SubhanAllah.
We do this. Another way, Bilal Bhai, what we can also do is this. Prepare ourselves for month of Ramadan, optional fasting, voluntary fasting this month as well. There are many physical benefits of fasting as well. When you don't eat much, you know, you refrain from oversleeping, you refrain from committing sins, you refrain from doing a lot of things that a person would normally do. But when you're fasting, it protects you from a lot of things as well. So it's an optional fast which we should be doing as well. And fast in the month of Rajab, the Prophet ﷺ says, no doubt Rajab is a month of greatness as a reward of good deeds is increased in this month. Fasting in this month, Bilabai, a great place, a great blessing as well. Many people are not used to fasting as well. Alhamdulillah, in the environment of Dawud Salami, we get this reminder every day or every week that you need to fast at least once a week, you know, follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or twice a week.
Yes.
And Amir Sunnah has also given us a beautiful gift, the Naka Mal card, in which it says, have we fasted on a Monday of this week? If we haven't, we need to fast as well. So many brothers in the Mall of Darussalam, Alhamdulillah, they act upon this as well. So when it comes to month of Ramadan, everything, they're already prepared because they continue to fast throughout. And this month, many brothers, they fast quite a lot in this month as well. We should take this as a beginner for ourselves as well, that if we haven't fasted so far, time to start. Let us begin now, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, we're not struggling for it as well.
MashaAllah, Shahid Bhai, this is a very beautiful point, and another aspect to the month of Rajab al-Murajab, in which we have been encouraged to keep optional fasts. And again, you mentioned just, you know, even just logically, it's a benefit that, and really, overeating is something which is very common in today's society. So when we bring about, and when we introduce the Islamic teaching of obviously dividing your stomach into three parts, one for food, one for water, and one for air. And if it's a Madani channel, when we understand this concept of Islam, this will actually help us and save us from a lot of difficulties. Because many of our illnesses that we are facing are because of overeating. And this is something that Islam does not even allow us to do. Islam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like the one who is overly eating. A person who eats too much. And this is something which, because this damages your health, this damages your body, a person not able to worship the same. And this is why Islam is trying to help us and support us. Because obviously when you are healthy, and this helps your mental state as well. So looking after your health is very important. And one very important and beautiful aspect in Islam is fasting. Optional fasting. And in the month of Rajab, this is increased. There are many different points pertaining to this, that if a person keeps one fast, he attains this reward, 5 fasts, 7 fasts, 10 fasts. And then Shahid Bhai also mentioned a very beautiful point, that it was the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ to fast every Monday. And this is something that we should try to bring within our life. There are many brothers and sisters equally who do take advantage of this, who learn about this, and who've studied the deen, and then they act upon this. Every week they are fasting. Every Monday, every Thursday, to the best of their ability, they are fasting. And this is, they see the benefits themselves. We should try this as well. That from before sunrise to sunset, keeping the fast the way the Muslims keep. And inshallah, you will see a huge change in your physical state as well. Your health will also improve. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sumu tasihu, keep fast, you will attain good health. You would become healthy. So the remedy and the cure has been given to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is another aspect of the month of Rajab, to keep optional fast. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this tawfiq as well. Alhamdulillah, in the beautiful environment of Da'at Islami, by our leader, the founder of Da'at Islami, Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, he has given us this mindset on a weekly basis in the Madani Muzakara. Alhamdulillah, we were given the reminder and the encouragement to keep nafal fast, to keep 7 nafal fast, 5, 3, etc., as much as possible. And because this is preparing us for the month of Ramadan. And if our youngsters also try to take a weekend and try to fast on Saturday, and inshallah, this will help them as well and make them stronger as well. And mashallah, now I would like to go to our package which we have prepared, inshallah.
27th night, Shab-e-Miraj, is the great and enlightening night of Miraj, in which the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was blessed with a great miracle. On this night, leader of all the angels, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam, came in the court of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and with an extremely fast riding Burak, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was adorned like a groom. Very carefully he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was made to ride upon the Burak. In the same night he sallallahu alayhi wasallam reached Baitul Muqaddas from Makkatul Mukarrama. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam was welcomed. He sallallahu alayhi wasallam led all the Anbiya alayhimus salam in Salah in Baitul Muqaddas. On this night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam visited all the skies and witnessed their wonders. On this night, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam met blessed Anbiya alayhimus salam on every sky. On this night, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam also went to Sidratul Muntaha. Over there, Sidna Jibrail alayhi salam apologized from going any further. On this night, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam also reached such place which is even beyond the comprehension of one's intellect. On this night, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam was initially blessed with a gift of 50 salah from the court of the Allah Almighty, which was brought down and made fard upon us in the forms of 5 salah. On this night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam observed heaven and hell. On this night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was blessed with the special closeness of Allah Almighty. On this night, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam beheld Allah Almighty with his physical eyes. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Dear viewers, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, "Repent abundantly in the month of Rajab." Without doubt, Allah Almighty frees many people from the fire in this month. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the statement of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we have been given the glad tiding that we will be freed due to the barakah of this month. Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. The beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has also stated that whoever recites this istighfar, Astaghfirullah al-Azim al-Ladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-Hayy al-Qayyum wa atubu ilayhi tawbata 'abdin zalimin li nafsihi la yamliku li nafsihi mawtan wala hayatan wala nushura. Whoever recites it 7 times in Rajab and Sha'ban, Allah Azza wa Jal will command 2 angels, Allahu Akbar, appointed to him to wipe out his book of sins. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal upon the recitation of this istighfar, which is prescribed by our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Makhdumi Ashraf Jahangir Samnani rahmatullahi ta'ala has stated that, "Repent abundantly in the month of Rajab, and whoever seeks repentance by reciting this istighfar 3,000 times in the month of Rajab will be forgiven." And what is that istighfar? Astaghfirullah ya dhal jalali wal ikram min jami'i dhunubi wal asam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive us all our sins, inshallah, azza wa jal. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen. Dear viewers, Sayyidina Wahb ibn Munabbih, rahimahullah ta'ala, he states that in the month of Rajab, all rivers of the world visit Zamzam out of respect for Rajab. And I have read in one of the books of Allah Almighty that whoever raises his hands in the morning and in the evening in the month of Rajab al-Murajab and makes dua for forgiveness 70 times with these words, the fire will never touch his body. And what are those words? Allahumma ghafirli warhamni wa tub alayya. Translation: O Allah, forgive me, have mercy on me, and accept my repentance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam.
MashaAllah, DV's Monday channel, we had two very beautiful packages. One regarding the journey of Mi'raj, and the second regarding 3 du'as to be recited in the month of Rajab al-Murajab. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the blessings of this holy month. We have reached near to the end of the program, inshallah. So we will take the kalams, and then inshallah we will wrap up our program, inshallah, after the kalams have been recited. So I will kindly request Hafiz Saab to inshallah bless us with these kalams.
آخری وقت میں کیا رونق دنیا دیکھوں, اب تو بس اے کہیں دھن ہے, اب تو بس اے کہیں دھن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں, اب تو بس اے کہیں دھن ہے مینو مجبوریاں تے دوریاں نے ماریا, سد لو مدینے آقا سد لو مدینے آقا کرو مہربانیاں, مینو مجبوریاں تے دوریاں نے ماریا, سد لو مدینے آقا کرو مہربانیاں, اساں تے ہے ڈیرا تے تو بڑی دور لا لیا, سد لو مدینے آقا کرو مہربانیاں, اب تو بس اے کہ دن ہے کہ مدینہ دیکھوں, اب تو بس اے کہ دن ہے میرے مولا جگ نالو لگ دیاں چنگیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں, مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی سارے جگ نالو لگ دیاں چنگیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں, مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی رہیاں مہک جیویں جنت دیاں کلیاں, مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں, مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں, اینا گلیاں چریا سونا پھردا سانو دیکھنے دا چا بڑے چردا, اینا گلیاں چریا سونا پھردا دیکھنے دا چا بڑے چردا, ایتھے لگیاں میرے نبی دیاں تلیاں مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں, مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں بھائی سارے جگ نالو لگ دیاں چنگیاں, مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں, مدینے دیاں پاک گلیاں. الف اللہ شمبے دی بوتی میرے من وچ مرشد لائی نفی اسبات دا پانی ملے
har jai جان پھلتے آئی
MashaAllah. JazakAllah khaira for all those who took part. May Allah reward you. And inshaAllah, we will see you on the next program, inshaAllahul Kareem. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The path of the knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path